Mitch Heisler, Marketing Manager at Wiffles Hybrids.
Mitch, what can you tell us about the 2018 growing season across Minnesota? I know I can throw out the fact that it was a wet season, but beyond that, what did you see in Minnesota this year?
Yeah, it's been a really challenging growing season up there. And, you know, we think back to planting time. We had kind of went straight from winter to summer, it seemed like. You know, we had a record cold April and almost a record hot May and June. And, you know, that's kind of when the wet season started. And then the rain kind of turned off for a little bit there in the summer. And unfortunately, it's come back in a big way here during the fall as we try to get through harvest. So certainly feel for our corn grower customers up there. I know it's been a challenging year. You know, I think there are some things you can always look back on in years like this that were positives or things that you tried that maybe worked well and really build on those for 2019. That's as we, you know, get harvest wrapped up, that's what we're focused on, is starting to look at 2019 hybrid selection. And I think that does start with looking back at what were some of the challenges we faced, with whether that be, you know, pest pressure or harvest timing, stock quality, insect pressure. And then it's how can we better mitigate our risk going into 2019? We can't control the weather, but there are a lot of things we can control that'll help us be more successful and you know, be set up for success no matter what the weather may bring.
When you look at the cause and effect in a wet season like Minnesota had, did you see specific issues that were related to the moisture with disease probably, but how about like insect pressure too?
Yeah, you know, I think one thing you always wonder when you have that wet May or June time frame, that's when our corn rootworm are starting to hatch. And so I can't say that we saw a noticeable difference in our population. I think overall our population is still probably a little bit below average, as it has been the last couple of years. So that's one thing we're looking at. We have a corn rootworm monitoring program where we're really looking at that to see. We've got 500 sticky traps out across our geography. We're really trying to understand that population and what the risk might be going into next year. I think you hit on the big one, and that's disease pressure, you know, with the wet year and the heat we had. That's a prime environment for disease. And so we've seen another big response from fungicide applications this year, not only from a yield standpoint, but also into the fall, gives us some more flexibility at harvest time, just keeps that plant healthier later into the year.
Well, I've heard it from quite a few growers this fall that, you know, hybrid selection really made a difference when you look at how that corn stood with the excess rain, strong winds that moved through in September and October. And so you're probably hearing the same thing about, you know, certain hybrids that performed a lot better than others. And again, coming back to your point, making decisions for 2019.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one thing overall, I think our hybrids today that we're offering have outstanding stress tolerance. You know, there's always going to be a year where it, you know, there's too much, but like you mentioned, we have some products we're really excited about. You know, just to name a few, W4196, the double pro product, 105-106 day, that really stood well this year and you know, had great performance. W2506 is a new product for us, 101 day double pro. It's, you know, we've seen some outstanding yield performance on that one as well. And then W1636 on the early end, a 96 day product that is also new for us this year that we're really excited about, and our customers that got a chance to see it this year are as well.
And I would imagine you're starting to think about, you know, demand for 2019, because USDA is already hinting at something that we've known for a couple of months. Given the price situation, we're going to see more corn acres in 2019.
Yeah, that's something we're looking at really close. And you know, obviously as a corn-only company, we're a little bit biased that we're big advocates of that. But I think you also have to consider, okay, maybe we haven't done that in 2 or 3 years on some farms. So we need to remind ourselves, what are some of the management practices we need to bring back into the fold for a corn-on-corn situation? You know, that starts here in the fall with residue management. Also looking at your nutrient program. Obviously, you're not picking up the nitrogen from that soybean crop, and there's just, you know, some different changes you need to make there. And then, again, looking at the disease pressure. You know, you need to find products that have a better tolerance to disease, and also, you know, consider a fungicide in that application. You know, finally, corn rootworm, like we mentioned before. If you're going in a corn-on-corn situation, that's just a little bit more of a risk. So you want to make sure you're taking that into consideration and either looking at a, you know, soil insecticide or a SmartStax products that provides that protection against corn rootworm.
Anything else today, Mitch, you want to make sure we talk about?
I just want to make sure everybody knows you can go to wiffles.com, W-Y-F-F-E-L-S, and on there you can type in your zip code, and it'll pull up the Wiffles seed representative in your area. And they're really the experts in your local area on what products work best. They take a lot of pride in not only getting to know our products and, you know, oftentimes having experience on their own farm with them, but also getting to know their customers' farms and finding out what are the challenges or specific needs they have, and then matching them up with the right product to fit those needs.
All right. Good to see you again, Mitch. Thanks for your time.
You too, Mark. Good talk to you.